Oh, thanks, Kit. Yeah, I should have brought the Brompton with me. I would have got into the city centre from the airport quicker last night, that's for sure. A poem possibly in pastiche Middle English. I wasn't actually thinking of any particular period. It's a very long poem, so I'm going to cut as I go. What I did, though, I put side notes as I wrote it in the manner of Coleridge's revision of The Ancient Mariner. So I'll read out the side notes so you get an idea of what's going on. So it starts, the author introduces the poem, I'll skip that. It's about basically two monsters in Beowulf fashion called Rothead and Rawbone. I'll skip the introduction of that, of the birth of Rothead, I'll skip. Rothead's childhood, I'll skip. It grows into a fiend. Rothead's depredations, I'll skip. Offmach is the hero, I'll start with that. Farborn and Frim was Offmach, a fear-nothing and high heedling of Helith's, a werlich wapling and worldthanner, a bremis burn in brethrendom, which ever sturdily steed bestrid, a tree-leggen tangler in turples. His thighs were thick as a thurse. This dreng was a derf dricht man, his legs lapped in stell with luflich grevers. About his knees knagged were knots of gould. The least lacket or loop was lamed, that glittered and glent as glem of sun, of Offmach's sweetheart Nonia. His mullin was a milt-hearten magdan, a swallow-foot sweetkin with summer folds. Her norma was Nonia of Norcompir, for bell and brith as a budling was she, a lovelich laddie in linen inclothed, her beauty. Glistened as gold weir growed her hair, her fingers unfelled fetus nails. Her lichened legs were leaflich, full milky her midred and malmish. Whit was her lichen, and windlusty her wunden locks. How they met. When brith blosmus bred abroad, in prim time this purlion pop lolly to his castle came, he crazed and flatlong into her frau arms he fell. He wetten for wedhood and wind, to beld and beeder in bliss, and windlich weeferhead with her, she his quena and quemful companion. For the cherubical chuckabai was child's great, in her milken matrisa a marmot was, for their withthingada withouten wed, their wooing foreshadowed. But this brithtama was nat to be, their wowing was withshadowed by Rothead its strang and steerk stinch. His love song had not left his lips when maladized was the maple fastened maid child, sepulchrized snackly by a sarcophage. She is slain by Rothead. Grishlish was this gaila, else it glod fleshward through the fenlich fleam. Snick and snee goed the snacker, as she bathed beside the bonk, he swallowed her swaltering in the stream. She shrighted a shudderful shell, and Rothead chomped her chalk-white channel-borner, bequashed her to bone-flower, befong her, and foreswallowed her into his wider womb. And he leaves only a lock of her hair. Offmach, his derwith dilly-down was dissolen. The serpent smote her till he saden, beslogged her bilewit's blood, and ornally an evesing of heia left the eatenish eat flesh. Offmach seeks her in vain. When Offmach heared how full he donsled this one dreamer love drury and engealed interminable eyebrine, he besought her, bethrew all byways, and Calloo, Calloo, carolled he, but all to nocht, for lackaday she lawson was, In summer, as the soft sun sated, he singing a soulful song, which went, "Oh, Wellawa, Wellawa, oh, where is she to wash with my wopish rings?" Thus the year yearned, and yesterdays, as among hills and haltwoods, he searched among men which on this mould liben. He swears vengeance. Veterata, he vowed venience. His Edness come to Eithlich Easlers, his screethal self sepulted, asunder and aburst were his aspirements. So I'm going to skip quite a long bit where he consults a Wicca or wizard about what he should do. He asks about a dream he has and how he can find the monster Rodhead to find vengeance, and the wizard makes a prophecy that he will find Rodhead and fight him, but he must first find a companion to sail with him in a boat to the northern lands where Rodhead lives. The wizard also prophesies that he will have a son and that he will eventually be killed by another monster, somewhat in the manner of Beowulf. So he finds this companion, Mooncow, and they depart together in a boat. When Flora's fall and Phil's fallu in autumn, far forth on the sea flood the two twain tideways, north shine nimmed the nicht tide, when float they through fleckeren flows. Further forth the fiendlich fire king far cast his fearen flanners, and the sea sprichted with spawns. Norther and northermore they nighed, scathely they skimmed sea strams, far and as far as any freke, suddenly the soft air sprank. Next thunder thump and thrast and wild wind did upwerp, athwart a thirlpole thawed and unbrassed them with unfast uns. So they sail into a storm, waves come over the side of the boat, the breath and the brock and the boat metten. Winds warbled wordily, over wild wars they wended, hurling on a heap in the helm, and snow snitted and snaped, sundered their sails and sad ropers. They are overwhelmed, their ship is embayed. And I'll move on to the central section, where they approach the monster Rodhead. They wade ashore. The tide's way whelmed them landward. Ward they wetlich through water and lagly through the lairy loch till even, each wearer impaled. Famig the floatmen to the faroth kama, nor did they drink in the day op daek. Evening. Drylanden dwelled in daziness, anon the nicht skyne nicht, and the thester did thinify. Etham then endarked and enmuffled in wind, weather beat the waneway. They are lost. Firken they firth the fota, in a blotchen bewilderness bewounded. They scrithed sand iron through sniddle, and the westy ways did wasten in a wood. Deoptix and Deok their weir, of hoary orcas full huger, a hundred together, the hazel and hackthorn harlot, with many brids and blith upon bochers. So, noises of some night birds. Good. Beastlings beflew the blora, the mourner sharp new shrapped, the shepherd's lamp and the apple fallow fusk, crows floggeted, crows, cock, cock, and the night birds, the nook they hear. Twas twatterlicht, brids twittled, Coventry's creached their crowneds, the thucht swift thistle warps thrang, and yeared the yearnful jarwelts, making unearthly noise. Can anyone do unearthly noises? Clocatively the carkful clotbird orked awhiles, fuskish and athwarten. The hathful humbird husted, and raucous did ruse riotly. Rattle mice hag rode the reed swamp, and wolvy worry cows woofed wolf noise. Mithen in the marish gogmires, wolfens wogged in words. Brocks burked and brustled, haggings harraged from the hydles, and slipskin swartlings from slifter's lift. They are inspired with fear. Since sharpen was my shirt, saith Mooncow, ich never have knowen slicken neufelness. He glusked at the groeful grising, the babble-like boar war of beasts in the rick of rhinocerical rothead. They pray silently. Utterlika unwurden with Ugh, Mooncow and Ofkel Ofmach did offthink a quackly and a compass of a boven. Deep night. T'was necromania's nicht, and none a thing, quinched or quetched in the qualmire, only a fairlich flapwing did forewend, a speeter mouse sprantled in starting hole, and a spincock swogged its stabiliment. A cloud and clammishness coronized them, and wind shook the witherhawken washlocks, held in a hydle the heliths, draveled and dredged withouten dream. Dawn. Thus in dark hood the drichman dreaded till at uchten an underwind uprose, and budbirds bewoke in beard trees. The duncan dew drapped of the leaves, and fenfairies flut. Rothead appears. They heared a hushed hover, thir the grimful grindle, as Rothead grubbed. Cloaked of it crep and cankriner, whoofing like a whey-blooden whimling, like a wilfen, a wilder, or an alewit, a gigant, a gorger, a hellgast. They see it breathe. Beheel they its beasten bleed, its swoty snuffers swealed as it snuffed and smealed and smeared. It gnasted its gogmagotical galls and to clattered its twa-toothen tootle. Thruth treen it twoned and twisted as gramely the gaggrel toward them glod. It seized them. All at once ag rose the astoning worm. Sichlently it sleethed and swoller, smoothly and slugly, closer it siled, its pizzle paggled pulpily, as serpentlich it slippered screwways, and quack, quack, it ugly quad. It advances upon them, hard and husk as hunfish, with rithlich rislen rats and foul flesh in foreteeth. It clover asunder clouds of clay, and its hoary loom hang hindlong. Mooncow flees. In a swimer to send the spit poison, Mooncow bivered and blothered boarways, cowherdly he quacked and crang, then achly a wapped arseling, elsewhither his edges embladdered. Of Ofmach's armour, uply Ofmach unyarked his umbra, his chaw and his chin with chain is boned. Bedicked he was with breastlet and badalar, the glish on his grith did glauser, and truly to tell, he trembled for dread. He unsheaths his sword. Hondled he hardly his helver, and huskered the horn and handle, begirden with a barb and bestoury, impen with hid earen, and harnished his kniffer, he knocht in knichtweed. And he fights Rothead. Then ferocitated the funestal foemances, fiddleless Ofmach fierce at fearest, his gomgraith glinting, he foined his fist with the sweared fawn, but the wiver wavered and wearied, and uply areared its atron anleth. Rothead rounds on him, for weird and fleshward it flabbered, and gealously at him glided a glimble. Slith twas and slither, scurfed and slither, scarp its fangs and snowflake. Blatly it belched from bone coffer, and with its forms oofward it fang. Outerly it outslipped its oogle ongles, and orpidly him offstung, clapperclawed him coughly. Next its sawtooth scissors it snocked, Ringly at ratha lika raitha. So Ofmak is wounded. It series scrab at a strode's breadth, and there rocked, thwited and thirstung him. Deep would dug at its dents, and bulways beflummed the battle right. Rawhead pursues its attack. The doggy demonarch derved him thus, his shudderful shoulder it shraped, gnasted its gull-wet gobber-tooth, and thunder-thump his thunwang, then scrazed his score and swearer, and gramely gain-coped the goma. So Ofmak bleeds and falls to the ground. Blood boils from his bursten skin. Engiddied with this ill star and inrasa, he down fell Fenken in the field, utterly unfearer and unhearted. And he is pursued. A quaking, a backward Ofmak, abandonedly a trend, a compass, and again went to thika thithorns, till all mid the all hearts he aquacked, hope and help mocked holster, and from the wither weird with takahim that babely besought his blood. Now, Mooncow, who fled earlier in the story, returns with the ship's harpoon. Betimes Mooncow beturned bywards, Holland the harping spar, he fetched had from the far coast. I beleft you had blunked to the boat, a backward let us again turn, Ofmak aquethed, and Mooncow harpoons Rothead. The rawful rooter rolled as the lethe by latu lit and Mooncow headlonged his heavy harping spear, hilt deep in its hider, hard cider, pierced its paunch-swollen poker, so gored he the grisly gristle. Hideously it haggard and hated, with slifters and slusters unbeslettered. So Ofmak cuts open the worm. The mammiated moor mother was marrowlich, skill-wisely siklu Ofmak scruted to spack his scorpionlich scramasacks. The battle-wished becast his batterdasher and disparkled his dust-tempered delf, then thwited his thorn and throblet, stated and sneezed it seven scythers. And that's basically, they win the fight, and when Ofmak cuts open the worm, he finds his son, weirdly, still inside there. So, and then there's another eight-page section, somewhat like in the end of Beowulf, where he's finally defeated, this time by a gang of skeleton-like death figures, but I won't read the whole thing. It's all online at the website called Great Works, if anyone wants to read the whole thing. And thanks for being such a tolerant audience. Thank you.